Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has suffered a political blow from which she may not recover. The lower house of Brazil's Congress voted to impeach her yesterday on crimes related to public accounting. Today, Rousseff vowed to fight.
Esta tentativa de eleição indireta, ela se dá.
She called the impeachment process an attempt at an indirect election by her opponents, who would not have the votes to seize power in a normal election. Rousseff is immensely unpopular. Many Brazilians have blamed her for sinking the country into a recession. Catherine Osborne reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Yesterday's vote was a brutal defeat for Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff, and many Brazilians were celebrating. The crowd at one pro-impeachment rally erupted into cheers when it became clear Brazil's Congress was overwhelmingly in support of her ouster. Still, the very people that cheered the results are also deeply worried about the future.
A gente tem que apostar, tá? Se...
Real estate agent Maria Albuquerque says, "We're making a bet that removing Dilma will make things better." She says if the vice president, Michel Temer, is found to be corrupt as well, maybe he should fall too. Temer is from an opposing party and has been instrumental in getting Rousseff removed from office. His unpopularity almost rivals Rousseff's. A poll this month found 58% of Brazilians support impeaching Temer too. Civil engineer Marcio Destri, also at the protest, says Temer should go.
Temer também não é a solução.
Temer is not the solution, says Destri, adding that he thinks the vice president has zero credibility. If Temer goes, next in line for the presidency would be Brazil's Speaker of the House, Eduardo Cunha. Cunha is widely considered one of the most corrupt members of Congress. He's being investigated for having secret accounts where he allegedly hid millions of dollars in bribes as part of a graft scandal at the state oil company. That investigation is called Lava Jato.
3/4 of the politicians investigated in Lava Jato, who are also part of the Chamber of the Deputies, voted yesterday for impeachment.
That's State University of Rio political science professor Mauricio Santoro.
I fear that they are trying to negotiate some kind of deal in the backstage to stop the investigations.
His concern is that the push to kick out Rousseff has more to do with stopping the corruption investigation and saving some people's political futures than actually helping Brazil. Already, two congressmen who supported impeachment have begun publicly discussing how to block an ethics committee attempt to remove Cunha from his position. The drive to impeach Rousseff was carried out in the name of fighting corruption. And in their oral arguments during voting last night, lawmakers both for and against impeachment claimed they were on the right side of the issue. But Santoro says at this point, everyone is tainted.
I believe that only the next presidential elections are going to produce a candidate, a government that has enough popular support and enough legitimacy to run the country.
In the short term, Rousseff's ultimate fate is still unclear. The impeachment proceedings move to the Senate, and it's only after it votes that Vice President Temer can take over. He's promised to act decisively to turn the country around. But not many people are convinced he'll have the legitimacy to do that. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.